Know, like, and trust are the backbone of getting sales. And I had none of it when I first started my coaching business. All I had were academic certification and corporate experience. It does not translate my ability to coach. So I struggled with the idea of getting clients to practice these coaching skills that I've just learned. Surely, no one would even dare to try and get coached by such a novice. Damn, but I just need those testimonials to get the ball rolling. But how? My mind went back to the time when I was a fresh grad and was hired for my first job. My resume was honest. My first employer knew that I was a fresh graduate with no experience and took a chance on me. So, what if I just start with where I am and with what I have? What if I try to be frank and seek consent to coach as an additional service? I thought, oh my god, this is genius. I was giddy with excitement just to try it out. I tried lots of methods. Some of them didn't resonate with me and my values, but there were three methods that instantly became my go-to. I want to share with you those three tips on how you can sign clients without faking any testimonials as social proof. Hold on to your seatbelt and prepare for landing. Welcome to Discovering Planet Sherry Podcast. I have categorized these three tips into scenarios that you can select which of it is similar to your current situation. Now, it might not be the same, but it is important to choose a method that closely resembles where you are at. Tip number one, leverage connection endorsement. This is for you if you are offering a service that is adjacent to your current work. This would mean that you are still operating in the same industry. You have a recognized body of work and have a network of industrial connections, or to the very least, past clients to leverage from. You are not pivoting into something completely new, but venturing into a new service or a new niche. This method works by maximizing the know, like, and trust factor that has been established prior. So you're going to start with sending a note to past clients and all your community network about your new service and let them know how you would love to help them if they are interested in engaging with it. You can choose to do this as a free trial in exchange of a testimonial, or you can charge them a small fee. I know the thought of hitting up past clients or industrial connections about new service you have to offer can feel quite embarrassing. You might feel like that random high school friend who hit you up on Instagram out of the blue saying, "Hey girl, I have a business opportunity that I think you'll be a great fit." No. We are not doing any of that. Instead, you're going to focus on genuine connection. All you're doing is letting them know about your new service and how you can help with no expectation. At okay, you'll get no reply. At good, you'll catch up with an acquaintance. And at best, they might engage with your service or refer you to someone that might need your help. After all, if you never try, you'll never know. The next tip, tip number two. Offer new service as an add-on bonus. This was the method that I used the most. Even till today, when I'm creating anything new and want quick feedback or testimonials. This is for you if you need a quick cash injection and do not have a lot of time to experiment. It works best if you have a skill set that you can monetize and is related to the new service that you are trying to create. Let me give you an example. When I was starting out my coaching business, I chose personal brand as my focus. Then, I extracted out a mini service that I could deliver in 24 hours. It does not take a lot of my time and effort, and I offered it at a really, really low price. I offered personal brand Instagram audit at $5. My main goal here is not to make bank, but was to practice my coaching skills to get real-time feedback and testimonials as quickly as possible. It's important to be clear on your objective, because if you don't, you'll start to quickly resent the idea of charging very little. This method works by moving ready buyers into the know, like, and trust journey within the period of working with you. Adding free coaching on top of the personal brand audit feels like a bonus to my clients. They were told beforehand that I was new at practicing coaching. Also, not offering it as a direct service took the pressure off me of having delivering a transformation during the coaching call. So if this is something that you want to try it out, this is how you're going to do it. First, you have to write down your big main offer that you want to eventually sell. Then, strip down that big offer into a tiny mini offer that you can sell today at a very low cost. We are looking to lower the risk for the customers. Next, add a new offer that you would want to get feedback and testimonials as a bonus. For me, it was coaching. I want to add coaching as a new offer that I will eventually sell, but I do not want to sell it in 1 hour, so I offered coaching for 30 minutes. Then, collect the agreed testimonials and feedback in exchange for the free service. Remember, when you are delivering your products or when you're delivering any deliverables to your clients, you must make sure that it's the best that you can offer. If it was such a good experience for both parties and your client is asking for a longer experience, you may want to offer them a slightly higher service afterwards or ask for referral to anyone they might know that might need this service that you offer. I usually test ideas in marketplace where I know there's really buyers waiting to purchase for these solutions. But if you have a bit of time on your hand and is not worried or in a hurry to make raw rental payment by the end of this month, you can use the same method through content marketing. Which leads us to tip number 3. Audience transformation demonstration. Offer a free service that you can demonstrate publicly, using the same method as mentioned in tip number 2. So you start off by stripping down the big offer into a tiny mini offer that you can promote today at no cost. The focus here is to lower risk for potential paying customers, since there are no testimonials you can leverage from as social proof. So instead of delivering one-to-one service, you're going to offer things such as free audit on your life, where you can have your followers submit their accounts and you can do a free audit live, or you can do a live coaching. Of course, you have to be very clear to the other party that it's going to be done publicly. Remember, consent is really important. What you want to do here is to facilitate the know, like, and trust factor through how it's like working with you, what potential clients can expect working with you. By doing these strategies, allow you to receive public testimony for your work. Testimonials are great to have, as they are a form of social proof to back up the credibility of your work. However, it is not the make or break factor when it comes to signing clients or making money. To sign clients who knows nothing about you and the work that you do, you will need to either leverage an existing form of know, like, and trust factor, or find a way to quickly move them through that journey, as it will help them reduce the amount of risk engaging with your services. Now, there's no best way of doing this. Pick either one and try to see which one works for you. If you feel that the reason you're not signing clients because you do not have testimonials for social proof, then this is what I will recommend you to do as your next course of action. Especially if you're looking to build a coaching business based on honesty without manufactured testimonials to drive hype for purchase. Let me know how it works. Anyway, thank you for hanging out with me. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, thanks for listening to the end of this episode. Appreciate you opening, and if you have enjoyed this episode, do leave a rating and review on Spotify. If you want to join in the conversation, let me know your takeaway on Instagram @PlanetSherry. Catch you the next time when you land.